This is the Pulse FM Surrey Spotlight, and this week we're shining our spotlight on Boho on the Go.
I am chatting with Dory, who is the owner of Boho on the Go. You have such a cool, I don't even know what to call it, idea, company, business. It is just such an all around, so many different things going on. Can you please explain what Boho on the Go is?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a vision of mine for a while, and it just kind of all happened at once. I was in the travel industry since 97, and then that came to a screeching halt in 2020. So that kind of started my whole, you know, quest to find exactly what I was looking for, and all the stars aligned, and I found my 67 Volkswagen bus in Quebec City and had her shipped out to White Rock. And then I found my 74 Bowler in Calgary and drove over, picked it up, and drove it back, and had her converted into a mobile bar. So it's a kind of combo, you know. Really, I really wanted to be able to pull the Bowler with my Volkswagen, but that's just not going to happen. So now it's kind of like two different entities. So with the Bowler, I have do the special events with. I do photo shoots with it. It's a mobile bar, so for any type of wedding or event, it works really well for that. And then with the Volkswagen bus, I do also photo shoots with that, and then wine tours in Langley. And then I also do like beer and cider and whiskey tours. And then also for realtors, I thought it'd be a great idea to have a welcome to the neighborhood tour. That I'd pick up clients at their new home and then drive them to all the like the little hidden secrets of White Rock and Langley.
This is such an awesome idea. And I'm looking at your website right now, and I absolutely love both of the vehicles, the Volkswagen. And you have names for both of them, right?
I do. Yeah. Rio is my Volkswagen and Brooke is my Bowler.
I love that. They are so cute. And you're right. Perfect photo opportunity. I was looking at the services on your website, and I know you just listed them all off there, but I was so blown away. I was like, oh my goodness, everything, like anything you're looking for when it comes to something unique to add to either an event or if somebody's in town to visit, or even again, to just explore our own backyards. There's so much opportunity that you have. I just think this is such a genius idea.
Well, thanks. And I'm quite excited that the cruises are coming back into Vancouver as well, because that's the other market that I'd like to target, is for, you know, for folks coming in from all over, and then pick them up and then show them, you know, because not very many people get to see this corner of BC, and it's so lovely.
Wow, this is so awesome. I love this idea so much. And so something like your mobile bar, is that like, have you brought that to weddings, events? Is it kind of something that can be used anywhere? Do you do like corporate things with both your vehicles?
Yes. Yeah. So I've done a couple events so far. I just launched my website in March, so it's just been kind of word of mouth. So I've done a few markets. I belong to like this artist group here in South Surrey. And so we've done a couple Christmas markets. And then I've also gone to Prairie Kensington Farm. And that was amazing. That's the Llama Farm in Langley. So they had a beautiful Christmas event. And so I did that. And then Carling's Design she's another gem in the valley. She's a woodworker, and she runs her own events as well. So we serve like hot chocolate and coffee and tea and, you know, that kind of thing out of the trailer. So no, like that wasn't like an alcohol based or like a bar based type of thing. It was just more like a hot cider, hot chocolate for the winter.
Awesome. Is there anything else that you want to add to kind of share with everybody that we can throw into the mix here?
I'm just really looking forward to like everything opening back up and being, you know, being able to get back out into like festivals and just have everybody belly up to the bar and just have a good time. Like we've been kind of quiet for the last couple of years, so it's going to be really nice to just to see everybody out and about again.
Yeah, and people can follow you on Instagram at bohoonthego.ca. Thank you so much again for chatting with me. That was so fun.
This has been the Pulse FM Series Spotlight. If you know an artist, business, or event that you would like to nominate, head over to pulsefm.ca to put them in the spotlight.